This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm throwing stuff. I haven't even done anything yet on the show today, and I'm throwing tape dispensers.
You could have played that off. We didn't have to start the show.
I missed him too.
Your eyes made it so that I had to say something. Happy Friday. Feels like a Friday. Feels like a Memorial Day weekend Friday. Do you spend Memorial Day weekend doing anything very intentionally to acknowledge those that we lost fighting for freedom?
Oddly, the intentional stuff I do is all here. So making, you know, reverent promos and things like that. But as of the day and the weekend, not really. It's all done by Friday.
What about you, Brad?
Intentionally, like at our church, we set up a specific Memorial Day service. And so I would say that that service is...
And your church is near Scott.
Yeah, our church is near Scott. Last night, my pastor went out and put out all the American flags along the front, and we will have, usually we have a member of our community that has served, that they come in and they talk about what it means to serve and that sort of thing. And then, you know, I mean, the whole service is around sacrifice and giving. It's crazy how that dovetails into Christianity.
I was just gonna say, it sounds like Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to juggle a whole lot of things right now. I just got a text message from my son who has had this week off. He's out of school a week earlier than my husband, who's a teacher, and the girls. And he has had a bad habit of, if he leaves to go somewhere during the day, he's got to practice or something like that, he leaves and he leaves through the garage door, and he just leaves the garage door right open.
Oh.
That's frustrating. It's like a handful of times. I just got a text from him because he's going to the Y to work out with his buddies. And then I think they're going to play some baseball. And I just got a text. It was two text messages. The first one is just left home. And then there was a follow up. And I closed the garage door.
Good for him.
To be 15.
You know, there's two things here. One is that when you said you're juggling a lot of things, and then I realized that it was metaphorical, I was super disappointed.
I tried to do the tape dispenser
because I was
before.
Really looking for some bowling pins or some sort
juggle.
Of light up
tennis
neon balls.
Balls.
Can you baseballs.
Really? Yeah.
How many?
Three.
All right, that's considered juggling.
That's
because I can do two.
That's entry level. I bet you can't.
I can.
Memorial Day weekend for us has always been marked by, we have an annual day before Memorial Day picnic and softball game that has been happening since I was in grade school with some dear family friends of ours. And it just grows every year. The basic rule that they've said is, like, if you've been invited before, you're invited again. So it's a kind of a reunion of sorts. But they always acknowledge during that event, like, everybody lines up on they spray paint foul lines and stuff and put a field in this baseball field in this field that they have. And everybody lines up and we sing God Bless America, I think. Everybody does. And it's a whole bunch of generations of people. They acknowledge veterans that are there. And it's interesting to me that when this started, the father of the person who throws this party actually participated in the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And he's no longer with us. But there were one, two, three, definitely three generations of veterans who would be there. And we're probably getting kind of close to people who could be enlisted right now in that fourth generation. My son would be fourth generation and he's 15. So we're getting kind of close to that. And this, I have before, I just want to have a discussion about this. I'm not criticizing, but I've been criticized for this. If on Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend, you acknowledge people who are veterans, there's always people who are like, Memorial Day isn't for veterans. Now, the it's really important to understand the difference between Memorial Day as an acknowledged remembrance of something specific. Comparing that to Veterans Day is a different, they're different intentions. However, I always reply like, yes, correct. Memorial Day is for those who laid their lives down for this country, who lost their lives, paid the ultimate sacrifice to ensure that we get to enjoy this kind of freedom in our country. That is the intention of Memorial Day. But is it ever wrong to take a moment and acknowledge and show gratitude towards veterans?
No. And I don't know. I get that we have a separate Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I get that. Totally understand.
I wouldn't fail to acknowledge those who have given their lives. I saw somebody on Twitter, maybe in the last 24 hours, which is amazing because Twitter's not working, say something about this delineation of the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And they said, Memorial Day is to acknowledge the people who didn't live to become veterans. And I thought, well, that's kind of impactful, because if you die in service, then do you only get veteran status after you retire? I'm sure there are technical terms to it that probably have to do with like benefits and stuff. But I feel like if you've served a tour of duty or if you've signed up and gone to boot camp, I understand that in the measured sense that you might not be a veteran. But in my mind, if you haven't been called into battle, but you've put yourself in a position to be stationed somewhere because you've signed up, it's like I'm just grateful for all of these people. Memorial Day is the ultimate price that can be paid for those individuals who have signed up. And I do think it's important to remember that and to acknowledge that. And I just want to be able to extend, in addition to that acknowledgement, a limitless amount of thank you to the people who have signed up. Especially, you know, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but do you know people who signed up after 9/11?
Yes, I do.
I said I just watched that really, really crappy 2001 movie of Pearl Harbor. In one scene in Pearl Harbor, we watched it with my oldest two kids. In one scene in Pearl Harbor, all these men are in the water after the attack and they're, you know, trying to stay afloat. The attack's still going on. One of them is clinging to some sort of debris to stay head above water. And the service member is saying, I can't swim. I can't swim. And my son goes, why are you in the Navy if you can't swim? And, you know, my response is, the difference between the people who were taken from their lives after World War I into World War II, who were told, you are going to serve. Here's your draft number. This is what you're going to do. It's not the same as today, where people say, you know what? I want to do this. I see the benefit for me and I see the importance of the mission for the country, and I'm going to sign up and I'm going to do this. Might be something that is running in the family. Might be something that I think for a lot of people, the military allows people to take a hard fork in the road and go a different direction than the path was leading them down. And they decide, I'm going to do this. And it can change the course of their history, certainly. But gosh, if you think back to when you watch these movies that give us an artistic Glimpse. That movie was so bad. Pearl Harbor is so bad. But I mean, when you're seeing this scene and you're seeing what these people went through to serve their country and how they were enlisted, and knowing that those generations before us, they got into something and their lives were, they knew right away that their lives were on the line. Before 9/11, there were a lot of people. I mean, there's Desert Storm and stuff. There's always been conflicts. There always been conflicts that exist that if you sign up, you're always taking a risk. But there are some times where if you join the military at this time or that time in the course of American history, that risk might go up a little bit. And you know that going in. My husband, who is a history teacher and just really loves American history and could talk forever about it, pointed out, you know, while we were watching the Pearl Harbor movie, they're under attack. They have no idea that this attack is coming. They're completely not ready. They collected all of our military assets into like one small space so that they could be protected, which actually was the reason why it was so devastating, is because our fleet was like just clustered in this one place. But the movie does a good job of depicting the level of fight that existed in the men and women who served at Pearl Harbor, but, you know, also specifically in World War II. Like, this generation just would not stop fighting. In the midst that they would not stop fighting, the circumstances they would not stop fighting in. I don't think we know, even though we've seen 9/11 and we know people that are very dear to us who have gone to the Middle East, to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to some of these other places where conflict has seen American boots on the ground, that idea of like, we can't stop fighting, there is no option, we will do what we have to do, we've squeezed that out of culture so much. And yet we still have millennials like ourselves that experienced 9/11 at a very formative time in our lives, mid-teens, late teens, maybe early 20s. There are so many people who are our generation who saw that happen and go, I'm signing up tomorrow. And they did. And they served. And, you know, I was not alive during the Vietnam conflict. And I've heard so many stories. I've been to the Vietnam Memorial. I understand how conflicted the United States was over the participation in that war and how despicably those people who served in that war were treated when they came home. I don't know what the comparisons are, and maybe there's no comparison whatsoever about the treatment of those who served in Vietnam. That was a very like outward, open, kind of acceptable thing in an unbelievable way to treat those people that way. But I'm very concerned about the people who are really my age and my generation who served in Afghanistan, who participated in something that a lot of people have come after the fact and said, I don't think we should have done any of that. I don't think we should have been there at all. It would be very burdensome to have participated in that, signed up in service to your country, and then to come back and, you know, hindsight is 20/20 to hear that be discussed. I think that there are many people who are my age who are being underappreciated for their service. Like, I don't think that we look at those people who signed up after 9/11. You know, we think back to World War II and it's the greatest generation, and they deserve every bit of that admiration and more. But I think we actually have evidence of another generation who watched planes run into a building, crumble it to the ground, crash into our Pentagon. Heroes on Flight 93 crash a plane in Pennsylvania, and they said, I am going to fight, and I'm going to fight for this country. And we kind of have this, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of quiet. There are people listening right now who lost people, who are acknowledging Memorial Day this weekend, and it's, you know, sometimes it feels a little Hollywood. It feels like a movie story to think about, oh, you know, the Hollywood treatment of a battle, like when you're watching Ben Affleck, essentially, like I said, according to that Pearl Harbor movie, win World War II in Doolittle's Run. It just seems like we forget how actually real and raw and permanent the trauma of war can be. And like, don't you, does it feel like that at all to you, Ryan, where like war kind of on the surface seems like an old timey thing? Like that's my reflexive initial thought is like war is like, oh, World War II. It's this kind of old type of battle that is not at all how battle and war is faced is engaged in right now.
It's a weird thing to say because you're going, well, there's still boots on the ground. I mean, we're talking about people who've lost their lives in wars in our lifetime, certainly in the Iraq War, just recently in Afghanistan. So it's not as if there's no boots on the ground, but it's that war has shifted so much to being about intelligence. It's about, you know, the Space Force and, you know, the technology has just changed what war is. It's information wars in a lot of ways.
My husband said when we were watching Pearl Harbor and he's trying to do like historical education to my kids, who are open to it. They like that when he does that. The Japanese are flying into Pearl Harbor and, you know, everybody knows the word kamikaze mostly from Pearl Harbor. And the understanding was you're to hit your target. And after you hit your target, you become the next missile. If you miss your target, you continue on and you will do that for your country. And in that culture, it was embraced like, yeah, that's what I do for my country. There's a shot in the movie where the Japanese pilot is coming into Pearl Harbor. And of course, it shows like right up there next to his on his dash, a picture of his daughter. Oh, like it's so devastating to see that. And he's the bad guy. But my husband was pointing out, like, these people had such a commitment to, like, you know, in one way or shape or form, like a government structure, an all-powerful being that rules the people, that they could say, this is what you will do for your country. And they just say, yes, sir. And I said, it's really not very different than what we have seen with the radical terrorists that have existed really for us for now 25 years. And even before that, but the way terror has been implemented back into our culture is with people who go on suicide missions. They run into somewhere, they blow themselves up, they blow a car up, they crash a plane. Like, we've seen people doing that. That, like, you could say that the Twin Towers, I mean, that's a kamikaze mission. What's old is new, and we still in this country, it's graduation time right now. You know people right now who are signing up for service because high school is just completed. They're 18 and they're making a decision to go fight for their country. I really think it's an indication. I don't want to bring politics into this, but you do see the defense secretary has made a lot of changes with our military, that there is something about our country right now that has a resurgence of people saying, I want to sign up for that. There's something about America that people continue to want to sign up and risk their lives to preserve. And it goes all the way back, you know, honestly, to our like founding fathers that led people who were willing to die for an idea that hadn't even been put into place yet, that now we're this far in. What is it, 250 years and 26?
Mm-hmm.
We're 250 years into it, which is a really long time, but not like as far as nations go. And, you know, the idea of make America great again, if you've ever said that phrase, if you've ever donned that phrase, you have to accept that America is or has been great. We've been missing that politically, but we are not missing it culturally. People still on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats alike, sign up to serve in the military, sign up to give their lives to fight for this country. And because we have these ideological differences in a free country, you can have a military that when you're on the battlefield, it doesn't matter who you vote for. You're fighting for the same common cause, the same common goal, the pursuit of the same common successes. And we still have that in our country. And I think it's really simple to overlook that. You know, we can talk about politics. I could do segments today about how Donald Trump is making America great again. And it's a great time to celebrate Memorial Day. That kind of makes me nauseous to even think about doing that. So I want to just make sure that we do acknowledge it's the Memorial Day holiday. One of my favorite weekends of the year. Welcome summer, school's out, barbecues, cold drinks, pool time. And I mean, to me, that's as Americana as it gets. You're with the people you love. doing things comfortably, feeling incredibly safe in a country that you love. And it's there's the moment to pause and say, this freedom that we have, cliche, did not come without a price. It is not free. It actually has an enormous price. And to those who have laid down their lives for their friends here in this country to make sure that we could preserve this for their families, for the people who they love, for the people who they don't even know, for the people who they disagree with on every basic political policy, for the people they hate. If they're in America, these people still sign up, and that freedom gets to be enjoyed by everybody alike in this country as long as we're willing to preserve it. It is ours if we can keep it. And as great as the Greatest Generation is, they've laid down really an expectation for generations to follow. And I have to say, I think that the generations to follow have done a really great job. We know people, you know people in every generation who have signed up. It didn't matter how much the country loved them and appreciated them and showered them with praise or didn't. Or don't, they knew what they signed, they knew the risk of what they signed up for, and they fought for their country. And I think it's a important moment in time this weekend to not stop and don't stop enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. You don't have to have a somber Memorial Day weekend. I mean, honestly, you should America as hard as you possibly can and be grateful for the people who have given everything to make that possible. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I was going to take phone calls. I might set that up when we come back. We might take phone calls a little bit later in the show. Our YouTube poll for today, who communicates better, men or women, spawning off of Ryan Wiggins' America yesterday? Is this an obvious answer?
No.
No.
This no, is it's not.
A divider of people.
And I haven't even decided how I would answer this.
All right. Well, we'll discuss that here throughout the course of the show. Leave us a comment on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Last time I checked, I don't know, yesterday, Brad said we needed 9 people to get on our subscribers on YouTube to get to 12,000. I haven't checked. Can we get 9 people today? Some of you out there have like 8 extra Google accounts. Just help us out. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the poll. We'll be right back. When I see you
again. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So The Hill is a publication that you would consider, like, that's not, The Hill isn't really like a new publication that's trying to throw shock stuff out there to get people in.
I would say the opposite.
Yeah.
They're like, trying to not get your attention.
They're like, just like, we're a publication that likes to lay low. Don't really want people to know what we're doing over here.
You know what? They actively, a couple years ago, I remember The Hill actively had to tell people, no, we really try hard not to be considered conservative because we don't make a lot of waves.
I don't kind of respect that, though.
Well, you would, except that I think they put a slant on their articles to the left.
Was that in like 2019, 2020, when it was like culturally unacceptable to not be a fan of the Summer of Love? Is that mostly peaceful protest time?
It probably
time?
Was around that. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yes.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that's part of the 15 pieces of flair.
Yes.
That I always refer to for people who are just more interested. Like, if you have to put a pin on your lapel for people to know what you stand for because your character doesn't say enough, you're not doing it right. I like that.
You like that phrase that you just said?
Well, no, I just feel like people should know you by the fruits of your labor. You shouldn't have to, like, you shouldn't have to be a NASCAR billboard for, hate has no home here. What did you hear? I don't know. I don't get it.
Walking around.
I like what you're saying too, mainly because it sounds a lot like something Jesus said. People will know you by the fruit that you bear.
Yeah. I had a web design business in like 20, well, I don't know. It was right when Charlie was born, and it was called Bear Fruit.
Bear Fruit?
Yeah. And it was a paw with a apple in it. That was my logo.
It's very, very memorable.
Yeah. Colossians 1:10, I think, maybe. I don't know. It's a verse about bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why I'm talking about The Hill.
In The Hill, yeah. Let's talk about The Hill.
China has an off switch for America, and we aren't ready to deal with it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that headline, and I'm like, oh, that's crazy. The Hill? These people don't make waves. Yeah.
That's right.
Come again? Okay, so it's from Jace Wilson, who is an opinion contributor. So take that for... It says at the top, the views expressed by contributors are their own and not the view of The Hill. Imagine waking up tomorrow and your phone has no signal, your smart home isn't working, your Ring camera is offline, you get in the car, but your GPS won't route. Worse, every traffic light in town is out, intersections are a mess of blaring horns and confusion, sirens echo in the distance, you drive to an ATM hoping to grab some cash, the screen flickers, then goes black. It'd be odd that if it happened just when you tried to get money out. It's not just your neighborhood, it's not just your state, the entire nation has gone dark. The scenario is digital darkness caused by China's off switch. For America, it is the penultimate step in China's strategy to defeat America before gunning for global control. The implication here is that if technology was made in China, that there, and you can go to my X feed, Annie Fry Show, F-R-E-Y, Annie Fry Show on X, and you can read the opinion article by Jace Wilson here. But the idea is that China has established firmware in all of the technology they've manufactured, that they can turn it off. And America is screwed. How do you feel?
I don't believe it.
No?
I don't believe it.
You think this is Star Wars for China?
I'm not saying that this couldn't exist.
And by Star Wars, I mean like Ronald Reagan Star Wars.
This couldn't exist.
Not Jar Jar Binks.
In some things. I don't think this could exist in everything.
Well, there's a numerical list,
yeah,
of specific things. Starting with tactical electronic electromagnetic pulse. electromagnetic pulse, EMP, tactical weapons. China develops tactical EMP weapons that can disable entire regions by targeting civilian infrastructure America relies on to function. These compact pulse generators can hover above unprotected data centers, destroying electronics inside with pinpoint electromagnetic blasts. Several dozen well-coordinated EMP strikes could wipe out cloud infrastructure, disrupting America's power, transportation, communications, and financial systems nationwide. We talk about EMPs. Yeah. I am rabbit hole obsessed with EMPs.
So we're back to it would take targeted EMPs, though.
No, that's point one. That's one way. It's not to be left out.
I don't want to scoop maybe something that's in this story or whatever, but back in Trump's first term as president, they found a back door to a piece of equipment that they were shipping over from China that goes into the power grid in certain substations. And that substation had a back door to China where China could go in there and turn it off, and that would kill the entire grid that that piece of equipment was in. The Trump administration said, nope, stop it. We're not taking any more of theirs. I think there were only about 40 or 50 at the time that came in. The Biden administration.
Point number four, cyber attacks. China's cyber weapons are the most deeply embedded assassin's mace. Just this week, U.S. investigators uncovered rogue communication devices hidden in Chinese-made solar inverters and batteries. I think this is what you're talking about. Similar technology. Yeah. Such undocumented components can bypass firewalls, allowing China to remotely monitor. They're all like, they're still paying attention to TikTok. Monitor, destabilize, and disable critical infrastructure. Chinese-made chips, routers, and switches embedded throughout the United States networks contain dormant firmware that upon activation could place critical U.S. infrastructure under CCP command. Thoughts?
The first person that needs to read this article is Rand Paul. Then all the Democrats, then we should talk about tariffs again.
Ryan rips his shirt off and his chest just says, tariffs.
Mm-hmm. But that was before Trump.
He's a tariff guy. Point two, that was four. You did scoop it, but that was good segue here. Point two, this one freaks me out. Deep sea fiber cuts. Over 95% of global internet traffic travels through undersea fiber cables. China recently unveiled deep sea cable cutters, capable of severing cables at extreme depths. Recent disruptions near Taiwan and the Baltic Sea suggest these tools are already in use. Cutting a few lines disrupts global communications instantly and fractures U.S. military coordination.
Well, I would hope that our military knows this is true. The problem is,
I don't know. I don't know if the Hill's made enough waves to get to them.
I think that there we have such a big defense department, obviously. We spend more on defense than any country in the world. That you would hope that this is all well known by our DOD. Now, I don't believe that the leadership of all of these agencies has been great under every administration either, so there could be holes in it, which is why I think that it's possible that overall we could be semi-safe from this, that they would pick up, like Brad said, the stuff they found it. That's good. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff, if we're here reading about it in the Hill, you'd hope that the DOD already knows about it.
Number three, which is the last point because we already did number four, anti-satellite weapons. As America stockpiles low Earth orbit satellites, China expands its anti-satellite arsenal to include missiles, parasitic satellites, and lasers designed to disable or destroy orbital assets. In March of 2025, the U.S. Space Force reported that Chinese satellites performed aggressive dogfighting maneuvers in orbit.
What?
This capability allows China to carry out precise strikes designed to trigger the dreaded Kessler Cascade, which it looks like I could read more about, but I'm a little nervous about that right now. A chain reaction of satellite collisions capable of destroying all low Earth orbit satellites within days, crippling the internet, communications, and surveillance systems.
That one scares me the most of any of those 4 points, because I've never heard of anything like that.
You're like, well, if the Hill's writing about it, then obviously the Department of Defense knows about it. I'm thinking not only do I want the Department of Defense to know about it, I want to be able to do all of this stuff to China. But we can't do that if we, like, when it comes to chips and technology, like physical hardware that we import from China. I kind of wonder, it just makes this little part of my brain tickle a little bit about all of the effort that Donald Trump is doing to bring chip manufacturers here. Joe Biden had the CHIPS Act. From what I understand, I don't know everything about the CHIPS Act. I know the people I trust didn't like the CHIPS Act, but a lot of times it's like they tried to do something that would have ultimately ended in a positive thing, but the way they went about it was really ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to talk yay or nay about the CHIPS Act. But it seems as though there might be bipartisan support for the idea of making that stuff here and not having to rely on enemies to be creating all of the things that we rely on to function as a society. And it seems to me like Donald Trump knows that and is more public about it. You know, did Joe Biden know that? I don't know if he knew what he had for breakfast, but this can't be brand new information. And I can only imagine what it's like to be somebody, you know, and we got a lot of people listening right now who work at Boeing and know things and have known things. I know somebody who worked for Boeing, then McDonnell Douglas, growing up. And it was probably 12 years ago. I was sitting with him and he goes, "All I know is that my children and their grandchildren are going to be safe." And I was like, "Well, thanks for telling me that." Like, I've always kind of leaned on that. But with the rapid pace with which technology improves, and now with the at least public facing side of artificial intelligence being part of the game, I just got to think that the exponential increase of technology is going to be too much for us to bear as like a human race.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said this before. I think that this is crazy. I know this is crazy, but like I said, I think about EMPs. 1 second after, if you don't know what an EMP is and you like good novels and good stories, dramatic stories, 1 second after is a great book about what happens after an EMP. I've read it twice. But I always think if an EMP happens, it's going to be the United States government using it against the United States to stop the robots. Like the only way to defeat the technology is to do something that will. It's like the only way to preserve civilization. Is that movie been made yet? It should be. It'd be better than Pearl Harbor.
That is 2001. Literally the plot of my book.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Where they use the government uses the EMP on its own people to stop the robots.
Yeah.
Chapter 3.
There you go. It's called The Grocery List.
No, not that one. You can buy that one too, though, I guess, if you want to. I don't know.
He's like, it's hilarious. You read it when you're on the toilet. What's it called?
The Life of Human. Okay. It is surprisingly funny for being a thriller.
Kind of like you.
I'll wear that.
Be or not the bee. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I sit back with my brand new
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
Hello, everyone. This is the Bee or Not the Bee for Wiggins America on Friday, as we always do. These are stories that are either fake from the Babylon Bee or they are real, and you have to tell me which is which. Here's the first one. Diddy did drugs shaped like Obama.
Oh, man.
I think that's real, and I think you just put something together for me, because I've seen these things on Twitter that might have happened the day I was sick and slept all day, and it was like, you're gone for Twitter for 24 hours and you don't get any of the jokes. Is this real? Please tell me this is real.
I think this one's real too.
Well, I was going to say real, but now I'm going to say the B just to be different.
Thank you,
special.
Ethan. You're wrong.
This takes so much pleasure in that, Ryan.
This is real. Diddy did drugs shaped like Obama's face. So there were the actual federal court drug evidence logs say that he had pills called Red Obama and Green Obama. And there's pictures of them. And they look like little Obama faces, and they're ecstasy. There were various pills, but one was in the form of former president's face.
I thought that when I saw all these, they were like animal crackers.
No. These were little Obama faces, and they were X. On X, you probably saw it. President Obama, this witness named David James, in a federal Manhattan court, said the types of ecstasy he saw his boss take were sometimes in the shape of President Obama's face, and he said that Diddy did drugs every single day.
Is it safe to say that the four of us in here are uncultured in the ways of the world, in those ways of the world?
In the ways that you're talking about, like drugs and multiple
wild
body parties.
Wild sex parties. And
then yes, we are not cultured in that.
I mean, I just think that, I don't think that, I'll speak for myself. You guys can be like, oh no, I could totally.
It's just their culture.
I read these stories about what the Diddy stuff is going on. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I can't. I am so far separated from that type of lifestyle that seems to be casual.
Get a life, Annie.
I don't know.
Tell us about it.
No. I like to keep that side of my life private, Ryan.
Until now.
Can I just say that is a whole new level of rich, is having... Drugs is one thing. Having drugs, like, shaved to be, like...
They really look like Obama.
That is a whole new level of rich.
It's not even as if you had to like squint to see Fred Flintstone in the vitamin. If you looked at it, you go, "That's Obama."
So no, this isn't good enough as it is.
RFK Jr.'s thoughts on the health benefits of the entire fortification of the millennial generation Flintstones vitamins. Were they just compacted red number 5?
Yes.
Don't break me like that.
Did you take Flintstones vitamins?
Early, very early.
Oh, man.
I love gummy vitamins.
That might be the one crossover between how we grew up and Ethan.
That's probably it.
It's probably your only exposure to the Flintstones.
Weren't they on like a cereal box or something at one point?
Fruity Pebbles.
Really could have been anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're thinking of the Kix kid. All right, next one. Corinne Jean-Pierre insists Joe Biden is cancer-free.
That's gotta be.
Oh man,
I'm not gonna be
no,
different on this.
This
one.
Could be real, and it just be an older headline. I'm gonna say real.
I'm gonna say B.
It is the B. Quote: "He is as fit, healthy, and free of cancer as I've ever seen him," she told reporters. "I know there are a lot of reports going around today about President Biden's health, but I want to be perfectly clear about this. It means he has cancer, but that he doesn't necessarily have cancer. Having cancer and having cancer are two very different things. While President Biden has cancer, I can assure everyone that he is cancer-free."
She was terrible.
Cancer was said a lot,
you know,
in that
a lot of these
sentences.
People get jobs after they're the press secretary. I'm not sure she's going to get a job.
She really is going to have to come out and say they kept me in the dark, or mm-hmm. like she was the voice. She was the connection to the American people from the Biden administration. And she said a lot of things that were patently, deceptively lies. She can't get away without. She's either got to throw them under the bus and say everything I saw of President Biden when I saw him. He was with it. He was making decisions. I also only saw him maybe every other week or something, whatever it might be. But he's not going to be, she is not going to be able to get away with her role in all of this.
She'll do the same thing as all the rest of the media are doing right now, which is, how would we know? We had no access. She'll do that.
She can't.
She'll say just what you said.
She can't.
I saw him about once a month.
Well, yes, but saying if you're the press secretary and you've said you've seen him once a month is a huge deal.
That's a scandal, yeah. Too.
And if that's the way that she says, if it's that's her kind of plausible deniability, like every time I saw him, he was fine, but I only saw him every once in a while, that is a huge story.
Mm-hmm. In 2015, Biden said he'd develop prostate cancer if he were forced to resign from politics.
What?
It's kind of a confusing headline. I'm gonna go the B.
I'm gonna say real. Just
this is real. In 2015,
say the headline again.
In 2015, Biden said he'd develop prostate cancer if he were forced to resign from politics. Here's the headline, the real headline from the Washington Times in 2015. Joe Biden jokes about faking prostate cancer to get out of the Obama administration. Real story.
Jeez.
Whose article?
The Washington Times. And this really did happen in 2015. Vice President Joseph R. Biden said Tuesday that he would develop prostate cancer or something if he had a fundamental disagreement with President Obama and was forced to resign from his post.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that interview. Mm-hmm. I remember that happening. I didn't remember him saying it was prostate cancer.
Yeah, it was.
Why prostate cancer?
Of all the things,
that's
right?
What I want to know.
Honestly, I think the reason you say prostate cancer, it is true that at a certain age, people stop testing for prostate cancer, specifically because the amount of life that a normal person would have left to live
is so
would be shorter than the way a early stage prostate cancer would be. So, like, there's no reason if it's a 5-10 year diagnosis, but you're probably going to live 3 to 5 years, you're not going to put somebody through chemotherapy and kill their quality of life when something else is probably going to get to them before the prostate cancer.
Understood.
So I think that's probably why he said that, is because as far as cancers go, it's kind of a calmer, less aggressive one. It takes a minute.
Ooh, got it.
Let's take a quick break. Ask us anything. Our next question segment at 1:25. YouTube live chat poll. Who communicates better, men or women? We'll be back in a minute. Don't play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.